听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 2. Step up to better health. Warming up. Now you will hear an interview. After the interview, there will be three questions. Answer the first two questions according to what you hear. Use your own opinion to answer the third question.
Thank you for agreeing to take this interview. I know you're quite a busy man.
I'm always happy to talk to people and answer questions from the audience.
That's very nice to hear. People are calling you the world's healthiest man. What do you think about that?
What do I think? I think people are being very kind to me by saying so. I don't think I'm the healthiest man in the world, but I do take my health seriously. I exercise every day, running, swimming, and lifting weights.
You certainly look great.
Thanks. Better than that, though, I feel great. Exercise makes me happy, keeps my stress level down, and gives me all sorts of energy for my work and family.
Do you have any special words for the audience?
Yes. Start exercising today, and start living a better life. Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
1.
Wow, you look great. What have you been doing to look so good?
I've been lifting weights. I really feel great. Strange, but it hardly took any time at all before I started seeing improvements in my body.
Question. What has been happening?
Two.
Can you help me open this bottle? Someone put the cap on too tight.
Sure thing. There. Hey, that wasn't tight at all. You really need to work out a little more and build up your strength. Question. According to the woman, what is the man's problem?
Three.
I just don't know what I'm going to do about my energy level. No matter what I do, I always feel tired.
Here's an idea. Since you've already been exercising a lot with no result, maybe you can change your diet. Question. According to the woman, what should the man do?
Four.
I'd really like to begin an exercise program, but I simply don't know how to begin.
I've spoken to a doctor about it. I'll tell you what he told me. Start off with a little bit of running and then do more and more every day. Question. What does the woman recommend?
Five.
I've been feeling terrible lately. Do you think exercise could help me?
I can't say for sure. It probably wouldn't hurt, but exercise can't cure all of your problems. Question. What does the woman mean?
Six.
You always do so well in your classes. How do you make it?
Running gives me energy to stay up late into the night. This allows me to study more. Do the same and run with me tomorrow.
Question. What does the man recommend?
Seven.
There's a strange limp in your walk. Did you pull a muscle or something?
Nah, I just feel a bit tired from all of the exercise I've been doing at the gym. I'll return to normal in just a moment. Question. What is wrong with the woman?
8.
Have you seen how much weight Angela's put on? Why do you think she stopped exercising and started eating such unhealthy foods?
It's a sad story. Her parents got divorced and now she's totally ignored her health. Question, what is the conversation about?
Nine.
Hello? Are you the person I talked to on the phone about checking in for an appointment?
Yes. Just sign your name on this piece of paper, and the doctor will see you as soon as he is free.
Question. Where does the conversation possibly take place?
Ten.
I've been so very worried, and I don't have a clue as to why I've been so sick.
Try not to worry too much. Do some running, see me in a week, and let me know if things change. I'll run some tests on you if you're still not feeling well. Question: what is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Hey, hold up. Can you spare a minute?
Do you think you could make it quick?
I'll only need a minute and then you can return to your run.
Fine. What's up?
Ma and Pa asked me to talk to you about all the exercising you've been doing. They told me I could find you here at the school track.
So, what of it?
They think you've been doing a bit too much.
You know what the doctor said. If I don't get active, I could die of a heart attack.
Yeah, but I don't think he meant for you to do so much. You should take it slowly. Maybe you could build an exercise program that becomes more and more difficult as time goes by.
Is that what your doctor said?
No, it's just common sense. Everyone knows you shouldn't overwork yourself when you start exercising.
Thanks for the concern, but tell Ma and Pa that I'll be fine with what I'm doing.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. What is the woman doing when the man calls out to her? 3. What are the woman's parents concerned about? 4. How can the man be so sure of his opinion about exercise? 5. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 5. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. It is very important to exercise. Many studies have shown that regular activity and exercise can improve overall health substantially. Exercise reduces the risk of heart disease by up to 35%, stroke by about 28%, certain cancers by 20% and more, and high blood pressure by an amazing 52%. Exercise can also help you to build healthy bones and muscles. Athletes must do physical training on a regular basis to increase their level of performance. Exercising includes walking, running, biking, and plenty of other activities as well. My advice would be to pick something you enjoy doing and wouldn't mind pursuing on a regular basis. Then you must stick to a schedule. You can even pick a few different activities to mix things up and keep it interesting. Also, always stretch before physical activity. This is very important as you do not want to pull muscles. Most importantly, to keep a healthy body, you must stay active.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard.
1. What is this passage about? 2. What effect does exercise have on preventing heart disease? 3. Why must athletes exercise? 4. What does the speaker recommend? 5. Why is stretching necessary before you start exercising?
6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Here at this Chicago High School and others, there's been so much emphasis on the quality of school menus. But this new study says none of that really matters when fast food is just a short walk away. How can a cafeteria ever hope to compete with this? A new Harvard study says more and more schools now have to. 80% of schools in Chicago with a fast food restaurant less than half a mile away, raising concerns about how easy it is for kids to eat poorly and whether fast food companies are moving into the neighborhood on purpose.
They take into account the demographics of neighborhoods, the roadways in neighborhoods, and where the access is to the consumer base.
Dr. Bryn Austin is the study's lead author and says on a typical day, nearly a third of American kids eat fast food. When they do, they consume more fat and calories, fewer vegetables and fruits than on days when they don't. Overall, nearly 9 million children in the U.S. are overweight or obese, more than one in every seven kids. A number that has tripled since 1980. McDonald's criticized the Chicago study, saying most restaurants are in heavily trafficked areas. Schools, said a spokesman, have nothing to do with it. But child health advocates like Dr. Matt Longjohn say the study shows how recent attempts to improve school menus, even remove soda vending machines, may not be enough to improve children's eating habits.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Blame.
1. You ought to be ashamed of the way you spoke to your mother.
I didn't mean to do that. I just got angry and I couldn't control myself.
Why didn't you calm down before speaking to her?
I should have done that.
2.
Good heavens, Tom. Look at the mess in your room. Get this place picked up immediately. Do you hear me?
Okay, Mom. Give me a break. I have my hands full with this painting assignment.
This is more than I can bear. Just look at the paper wads everywhere. Look here. I've had enough of that. Move, Tom.
I wish you'd stop nagging me, Mom. I will clean it up right away.
3.
You are late again. You never come on time to our dates. You always make me angry.
I am terribly sorry, dear. I have been immersed in work this afternoon.
It's work again. You are too work-obsessed to enjoy life.
Darling, you know I really care about you. I promise I will not be late again.
Complaints.
1.
Do you think you could keep the noise down a little bit?
I'm sorry. Am I keeping you awake?
I'm afraid so. And another thing, would you mind not making long-distance calls late at night?
I'm terribly sorry. I thought you wouldn't mind.
2.
That radio's pretty loud. Could you turn it down, please? Sorry.
Was I disturbing you?
I'm afraid so. And something else. Please don't take my laptop without asking.
I'm awfully sorry for that. I guess I wasn't thinking. I won't do it again.
3.
I don't understand what's going on in these old people's heads.
Stop complaining, Thomas. I'm afraid they have no idea about us either.
Don't you find they are arrogant and impolite to us? How come everyone in our company is middle-aged and stuffy?
I know how you feel, but there's no need to go on and on about it. We just need to understand each other better. It'll be fine.
Speaking practice. Sports. What's the point? Now listen to a passage and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 10 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates. Every day, young people around the world take to the playgrounds and compete in games of different sorts. Basketball, soccer, and football are some of the most popular pursuits. Adults participate in their own games, too. And there are thousands involved in various professional leagues, such as Major League Baseball, a league for professional baseball players in the U.S. and Canada. One player in this league makes around $25 million a year. He says that money isn't important, though. He plays to win. Other people, however, say winning isn't that important. Sports should be played for exercise.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear.
People talk endlessly about the benefits of exercise. And when they aren't talking about it, they're reading about it in health magazines, watching programs about it on television, or listening to recordings about it. People can become so concerned about exercise that they begin to go insane with worry. It's easy to understand why people attach great importance to exercise. Exercise can not only improve your health, but also enhance your mood and reduce depression and anxiety. People who do regular exercise often achieve an overall sense of well-being. But this concern about exercise has gone too far. Some people are so obsessed with exercise that they give little time and attention to other aspects of their personal lives. I know a guy who spent all his spare time in the gym. Finally, he found himself estranged from his family. What's more, if you do it in the wrong way, exercise can actually harm your body. Some people work out hard and pull their muscles. Some even hurt a joint or break a bone.
Homework. Language sense enhancement. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
Once again, I've had a great time, you know, and I can't say enough for the people who have supported me. And, you know, my life will take a change. And a lot of people say, well, Michael Jordan didn't have any challenges away from the game of basketball. Well, I dispute that. You know, being a parent is very challenging. If you have kids, you know that. You know, and I welcome that challenge. And, I look forward to it.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. I thought Susan would live forever.
No one lives forever.
Yeah, I know. What I meant was that I didn't think she'd die so soon.
What happened?
Sad, really.
You know how she was always exercising, right?
Sure. I saw her running every day in front of my house and around the block several times while I was eating breakfast and getting ready for work in the morning.
That was Susan, always active. She ate well and ran.
So how did she die?
Well, she did more than just running. She also liked to climb mountains. She said that the fresh air and exercise were good for her.
Did she fall off the mountain?
No. Turns out she was attacked by a bear. Guess she wasn't fast enough to run away.
That's horrible. But it's lucky that I stayed in my home and just watched others stay active.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. What did the woman see while she was eating her breakfast? 3. What does the man say about Susan? 4. What happened to Susan? 5. Why does the woman say she is fortunate? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. Keeping healthy requires a conscious effort. You make choices about the food you eat, just as you make choices about getting fresh air, exercise, and rest. And if you are like most people, you are making bad choices, particularly in your diet. I'd like to offer some suggestions here. Nowadays, health experts are warning against fats and proteins. Though these experts are right in telling you to be careful about the foods you eat, they are wrong in advising you to stay away from fats and proteins. Both of these things serve important functions in the body. Fats provide energy, and they are especially useful because they can be stored in the body for future use. Proteins are required for growth needs and for defending the body against disease. It is equally important that they are included in your diet, too. A good diet is one that includes some fats and proteins, but not too much. You should already be eating 5 servings of vegetables and 4 servings of fruits every day. So be sure to include 2 servings of something high in protein and 1 or 2 servings of something rich in fat into your diet. Then you will be on the road to great health.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is this passage about? 2. What can be inferred from the passage? 3. According to the passage, what is wrong? 4. According to the passage, which of the following can help in protecting the body from disease? 5. How many servings of vegetables should a person consume daily?
3.
Now you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Today I would like to tell you about the effects of old age on health. Actually, today a lot of advancements have taken place in the care of old people, and old people's physical health is not nearly as bad as it used to be. Probably the most ignored disorder among old people is depression. About 15% of old people suffer from this condition. Depression is often brought on by the problems which we have just mentioned. Although it is better now for old people, we have to admit that the body does change as we grow older. There are changes in the lungs, the senses, the brain, and the skin. So what should old people do to combat these changes? They should eat a balanced diet, not too much fat, and chicken or fish should be eaten rather than eggs or beef. We all know this, but also, old people should eat more high-fiber and vitamin-rich foods, such as vegetables and fruits. Old people should give up smoking if they haven't already done so. They should also exercise regularly, at least half an hour a time, three times a week. No section of the population can benefit more from exercise than the elderly.
Now the passage will be read again.
Today I would like to tell you about the effects of old age on health. Actually, today a lot of advancements have taken place in the care of old people, and old people's physical health is not nearly as bad as it used to be. Probably the most ignored disorder among old people is depression. About 15% of old people suffer from this condition. Depression is often brought on by the problems which we have just mentioned. Although it is better now for old people, we have to admit that the body does change as we grow older. There are changes in the lungs, the senses, the brain, and the skin. So what should old people do to combat these changes? They should eat a balanced diet, not too much fat, and chicken or fish should be eaten rather than eggs or beef. We all know this, but also, old people should eat more high-fiber and vitamin-rich foods, such as vegetables and fruits. Old people should give up smoking if they haven't already done so. They should also exercise regularly, at least half an hour a time, three times a week. No section of the population can benefit more from exercise. then the elderly.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Today I would like to tell you about the effects of old age on health. Actually, today a lot of advancements have taken place in the care of old people, and old people's physical health is not nearly as bad as it used to be. Probably the most ignored disorder among old people is depression. About 15% of old people suffer from this condition. Depression is often brought on by the problems which we have just mentioned. Although it is better now for old people, we have to admit that the body does change as we grow older. There are changes in the lungs, the senses, the brain, and the skin. So what should old people do to combat these changes? They should eat a balanced diet, not too much fat, and chicken or fish should be eaten rather than eggs or beef. We all know this, but also, old people should eat more high-fiber and vitamin-rich foods, such as vegetables and fruits. Old people should give up smoking if they haven't already done so. They should also exercise regularly, at least half an hour a time, 3 times a week. No section of the population can benefit more from exercise than the elderly.